Interview. Lottie Bubbles, bubble fairy from Devon, England. Lottie puts as much creativity into her costumes as she does into her bubble shows. English Now went to Bubble Cottage in the southwest of England to find out more about Lottie and her passion. How long have you been a bubble fairy?
I'm going into my fourth year. I bumped into someone playing with bubbles and became fascinated by them. When I looked at bubble kits, they were really expensive, so I started making my own. My first event was in September 2022, and I was immediately hooked.
What's your favourite thing about being a bubble fairy?
Performing. I love the smiles and the magic. There is no age limit. I've actually had three generations of families at one of my shows competing to make the biggest bubbles. Everyone's inner child loves bubbles.
Where do you normally perform?
I perform at seaside festivals in Devon, and I do children's parties. I love dressing up for my performances. Christmas markets are special because I can dress up as a bubble elf. Also, bubbles look beautiful in the cold winter air. But I play with bubbles even when there's no audience because it's relaxing. I fill my kitchen with bubbles and it takes my stress away.
Where do you prepare your bubble kits?
Everyone knows that fairies live at the bottom of the garden, and that's where Bubble Cottage is. It's full of all the things I need to make my special bubble mix and kits. It's quite a technical process. I use a paint mixer and electric drill to make the bubble mix. I can make up to 70 litres at a time. I store it in a bath in big tubs. I also like to reuse objects, so I have bags of objects to recycle into bubble nets and wands.
Is there a professional network of bubble fairies?
Yes, we're called bubbleologists, but not all bubbleologists are fairies. There's an Association of International Bubble Artists. I'm going to a convention soon to meet all the other bubble people. I'm so excited. It's a really friendly and inclusive bunch of people. As I'm also a teaching assistant in a school, I want to learn more about the science of bubbles. That way, I can use bubbles to explain maths and science to the children. I love taking my bubbles into school because the kids run around and then realise that the slower they move, the bigger bubbles they can blow.
Thank you, Lottie. Your enthusiasm for your job is infectious.